I've been married before. I met my first husband at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the elevator, and I thought he was the most glorious man I had ever seen. I stuck up my hand and I said, if we're riding this elevator all the time together, we should know one another. And that was the first time we spoke. Little by little, we became better and better friends. I made him dinner. He and I fell in love. I thought he looked like all the other guys that I had ever known growing up in a small farm town in Wisconsin. But when I took him home to my small, super white, super Christian, small little town in rural Wisconsin, everybody knew he was Jewish. They had no doubt. In fact, one of my aunts asked if he could get her a good deal on a coat. So his parents didn't really cotton on to the fact that we were together. My parents were really afraid for the souls of our children. And we ended up getting married, moving to New York, and living together happily for about 18 years. So that was a wonderful, wonderful time in my life. And when he and I finally grew apart and separated and were ending our marriage, my parents were devastated. Over the years, they had come to love this guy. He was sweet and kind and political and cared about them, cared about me, and we just were different people 18 years later. So I start seeing some other people, yeah, like you do, and I found this guy that I really liked. He was my best friend. He's somebody that I had been hanging out with a bit, and so he took me to his family reunion, first time, and I loved it. I met his parents for the first time. They asked me questions and questions and questions, and they seemed so fascinated by me, and they loved that we were together, and his family was brilliant. So was he. And so I called my mother, and I said, I think, you know, I just had this great experience with this new guy. And she said, well, did you, and I said, I felt really at home. And she said, well, is he Jewish? And I said, no, he's Lutheran. I didn't even think about it. And she said, and I could hear it on the phone. I could hear her going, oh, we're Lutheran too. So I had to stop her, and I said, yeah, well, he's Lutheran, but he's also African-American. He's black. So my parents really like everybody. They always set an extra plate at the table because somebody inevitably was going to show up. So I finally get around to bringing him home in the summer to meet my family, see where I grew up, see what the Frederick family was all about. So we go home, and we're pulling up, and he goes, oh, you're the one who lives in that old abandoned farmhouse on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. And I said, yeah, that's me. And all my nieces and nephews are around, my brothers, sisters, mom, dad. But my mom was in the midst of dying. She had complications from diabetes. She'd been dying for several years, and this was a particularly bad weekend for her. She was in a wheelchair, which she never was in. She could barely breathe, barely eat. My father was taking care of her. He was really distracted. But he had enough energy to play baseball with me and the nephews and the niece and out on the front lawn. And at this point, Don had started to relax. He was really, really happy in the country. And when Don's happy in the summer, he leans over and he kisses me on the shoulder. And that's how I know he's really relaxed. He'll just like lean down and kiss me. So the weekend goes on and on and on, and my mother can barely even say two words to him. And it was really hard for all of us. And as I'm leaving, I'm a little concerned because my father at one time admitted that he was afraid of black people. He'd never seen one in this little town. Don was the first one who had ever eaten in his home. So I said to my dad, and they loved Ed, remember that. So I said to my dad, so what do you think? Is it going to be okay? And my dad looked at me, and he leaned down, and he kissed me on my shoulder. And they came to our wedding, and it was lovely.